for listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and thank you for listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. This is the Kingdom Sound broadcast coming to you each weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. We're so glad that you're tuning in. We pray that the word of the Lord is a blessing to you. Reminder, Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our service times are Sunday at 11 a.m., Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We welcome you to Victory, where you are a VIP. We say you may come as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family, and you're going to know that Jesus Christ loves you. I'm your host today, Andre Jordan. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll tune into the sound, the Kingdom Sound, for today's topic. Father, thank you, great and mighty God, doing exploits, showing up in our lives in wonderful ways, Father, revealing yourself to us through the Word of God. We bless you today. We honor you. We praise you. Now, God, use me today to deliver the Word and the sound that you would have to encourage the hearts of the people to draw someone to Jesus Christ. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you and thank you again. We're so thankful for those of you that listen and tune in faithfully weekday after weekday. We're right here Monday through Friday, WWBC 100.7 FM, 99.9 FM, 94.7 FM. God is good. Our Kingdom Sound and topic today is that Goliath must fall. Hallelujah. Can you say it with me? Goliath must fall. Whatever Goliath represents in your life, Goliath must fall. Let's look at the Word of God. We're going to 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel, Old Testament, chapter 17. Let's look, starting at verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Socoh, which belonged to Judah, and they pitched their tents between Socoh and Azekah in Ephes-Damon. And Saul, the king, and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they pitched by the valley of Elah, and they were set in battle array against the Philistines. So it's the setup for a fight. Verse 3, 1 Samuel chapter 17, now verse 3. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley in between them. and there went out on the Philistine side a champion out of the camp of the Philistine, and his name was Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet made out of brass on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, his armor, and the armor weighed about 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had on his legs greaves of brass, and the target of brass, a spear between, a javelin between his, carried on his shoulders, and the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head, the tip of it, weighed 600 shekels of iron, and he had an assistant going before him bearing his shield. And he stood up on his mountain on the Philistine side, and he cried out loudly to the armies of Israel, and he said to them, "Why are you come out to set yourselves in battle array? Am I not a Philistine, and you serve King Saul? Choose you a man from among you, and let that one man come down to me. I tell you what we'll do. If he is able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I overcome him and kill him, then you will be our servants." And the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel on this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all of Israel heard these words from Goliath, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. And verse 12 says, "Now David was the son of the Ephrathite of Benjamin Judah, whose name was Jesse. And he had 8 sons, and the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul." So the father was of age. Let's skip down. And David, verse 14, was the youngest. And there were 3 older sons that followed Saul. But David went and he returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep. Verse 16, and the Philistine drew near in the morning and in the evening, and he presented himself 40 days, ranting and raving and issuing a challenge. Now, our topic today: Goliath must fall. Goliath must fall. Ask yourself a question today. What is presenting itself in your life as if it's a Goliath? What is presenting itself day after day, week after week? The scripture says Goliath presented himself 40 days, bellowing, making noise, challenging. What is presenting itself in our lives today? What is popping its head up like as if it's 9 feet tall? What is acting as if it can't be conquered? What is acting like it's insurmountable in our lives? What is the Goliath in your life today? What is causing you, causing me, to be dismayed. What is causing us to quake in fear? What is causing us to take a step back from believing God's word with our whole heart? What is causing unbelief to creep at the door of our hearts, seeking entrance? Dismayed, to be in consternation or distress, caused by something unexpected. The scripture says that the children of Israel became dismayed at what Goliath was saying, at his challenge. I declare to you today, Goliath must fall. There used to be a saying, the bigger they come, the harder they fall. Goliath was about 9 feet tall. Goliath was considered by some to be a champion. He was used to defeating others. He appeared threatening, wearing a brass or a bronze helmet with a coat of armor weighing 5,000 shekels over his shins. He wore shin armor on his legs. He had a bronze javelin on a long beam, like a weaver's beam. His spear, the tip of it, the iron point, weighed 600 shekels. He looked foreboding. He looked destructive. He looked threatening. He looked, it reminds me today of the word of God that declares the enemy, the devil, is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8, be alert and be sober minded. Your enemy, the devil, is going about prowling as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So Goliath presented himself as something. And if we fail to walk by sight, if we only use natural vision, we'll be like the children of Israel, dismayed in distress and consternation. But I declare, by the help of the Lord, Goliath must fall. Who, let me ask you a question. Who has ever overcome God? Who has ever conquered God? Who, what has ever prevailed against the Lord? Who has ever overcome God? Who has ever conquered God? Crickets. Nobody. No one. No thing. Nothing. I want to encourage you today. The Goliath in your life must fall. I declare in the name of Jesus that Goliath must fall. What seems insurmountable to you in the natural, what seems impossible to you in the natural, what has been oppressing, what has been taunting, it's getting ready to fall in Jesus' name. Satan is a cheater. He don't play fair. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you, to talk you out of, to scare you out of what God has declared is your portion. The Lord declares victory is our portion. We're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. We are, he declares, more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that loved us. God has every care, every concern in his hands. He has my every concern, my every care, my everything that's upon my heart, whatever it is, it's in his mighty hands. And he wants you and I to bring the Goliath to him. Bring this thing that you think is insurmountable. Bring this thing that you think is impossible. Bring this thing that keeps popping its head up and taunting you. Bring this thing to me. Satan is not a lion. He's going around bluffing, roaring as a lion. Goliath was not God. And I love the distinction God made, even in stature, between Goliath and David. God knows how to show up your enemy. Here it is, Goliath is about 9 feet tall or taller. Here it is, you got ruddy David, a young lad, consecrated himself to the Lord, leading God's sheep in training for his future, trusting God in the night against the lions, the bear, the wolves, faith in God growing exponentially as he's out taking care and tending the sheep, meditating on God, God speaking and downloading in him. God made a distinction so we could have faith and know it don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it sound like. What matters is that we declare the word of the Lord. God has set us up for victory. Just like David killed Goliath, just like David made a declaration, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Just like David tapped into a supernatural realm, he had 5 smooth stones and a slingshot against an over 9 foot tall man of war, armor wearing weighing 5,000 shekels, spear tip weighing 600 shekels. Hear this ruddy young man, full of the confidence of the Lord, comes against him, ain't holding nothing back, boasting and declaring on God, on God's faithfulness, on God's assured victory. That is how we come out of dismay. That is how we come out of fear. That is how we come out of doubt. That is how we come out of unbelief. We remind ourselves of what is written. We remind ourselves about what God has already said. We remind ourselves of his goodness. God's track record is sure. I asked you earlier, who has ever prevailed against the Lord? Who has ever prevailed against God? Who has ever overcome God? Who has ever conquered God? No one. No one ever has, and no one ever will. So why are we dismayed? Why are we cast down? Why are we perplexed? Yes, life is not always easy. but the grace of God is ever present, always available, always there. Take courage today in the Lord. Goliath must fall. No matter how long in this passage he had been taunting them 40 days. No matter how long he's been taunting you, no matter how long he's acting like to you, whispering in your ear, it'll never change. You can't get victory over me. The devil is a liar today in Jesus' name. God has already called you victorious. God has already called you conqueror. God has already done the work. Walk in the work that God has done. Walk in it. Just take a step of faith and just decide, I will trust God and I will walk in the faith. I will walk on the path that he's already hewn out for me. I will walk in his path and I will trust God when it don't make sense. I will trust God beyond what I see with my natural eyes. I will make a choice and a decision and an intentional act of my will to walk by faith, because what I'm seeing by sight right now looking crazy. So I'll close my natural eyes, peer through my spiritual eyes, and walk by faith. As God takes down every Goliath in my life, as God takes down everything that's not of God in my life, what is my role in coming out victorious? What is my role in coming out victorious? David said, still in 1 Samuel 17, verse 32, I had to skip ahead because of time's sake. David said to King Saul, don't let nobody's heart fail them. Don't let nobody's heart fail them because of fear. Don't let nobody worry about this Philistine. I'll go fight him. When Saul resisted and said, you're not able to go fight him? You're just a youth? He's a man of war ever since he was a child. David said, your servant kept his father's sheep. There came a lion. David said, I've been in training. I'm young, but I've been in training. I've been with God. There came a lion. There came a bear. They took a lamb out of the flock of God. I rose up in the strength of God and I smote the lion. I killed the lion and the bear, both of them. Everything must fall in Jesus' name. David said, moreover, the Lord delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, and he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And King Saul had to come in agreement. Go and the Lord be with you. The Lord will deliver you from your Goliath. Goliath must fall today in the name of Jesus. David girded up his sword upon his armor. Do you have your armor on today? Are you girded up in the spiritual armor of God? The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith to quench every fiery dart of the enemy, the sword of the Spirit like David. He girded up his sword. Are you girded up with your sword today, which is the very word of God, the two-edged sword of God that will crush and sever and annihilate and destroy and demolish every stronghold and every lie of the enemy between the armor of God, between the sword of the Spirit? We are deadly and dangerous. Between declaring the word of the Lord out of our mouth with authority and power, Satan must fall. Goliath must fall. He must fall. I pray today in the name of Jesus that you're encouraged and lifted up and stirred up to believe God's word today. That your Goliath that you see today, you will not see anymore. In Jesus' name, I pray. Be encouraged. Say to people of God, you're listening to Kingdom Sound, and it's a good sound today, that Goliath must fall. We are Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. You may come as a visitor, but you will leave as family. God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, and 100.7 FM. Today's Modern Worship, Cocoa, Rockledge, and all of Brevard County.
Though my eyes were open, still I could not see that all that I needed I could find on my knees. Somebody somewhere was praying just for me. Must have been my mother who was pleading. You know.